The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hola.
Hello. This call is being translated.
Abuela, listen to what my phone can do.
Abuela, escucha lo que mi teléfono puede hacer.
Wow. Ahora dime sobre tu novia nueva.
Wow. Now tell me about this new girlfriend.
Huh?
Tú sabes lo que dije.
You know what I said.
Language is no longer a barrier, thanks to Live Translate with Galaxy AI on Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra. Learn more at Samsung.com. Samsung account login required. Calls must be made using the native Samsung dialer.
Raising teens alone can be brutal. It becomes easier when you are co-parenting with the universe.
Welcome to Co-Parenting with the Universe. Today I have a guest that I really am excited to present to you because this is an area of expertise that I don't know a lot about, but I love it. And I will let her tell you about all the benefits of it. Her name is Julie Silberman, and Julie is an artist, a music producer, and a certified vibrational sound therapy practitioner. She uses music as a means of self-expression and creativity. Welcome, Julie. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me here. I'm really excited for this conversation.
I am too. Before we go into the benefits of sound healing and the work that you're doing, how did you come across sound healing? I know you're an artist, so you probably started very young, but I would love to know your story.
Yeah, so it's definitely an interesting story. I feel like when I was young, I was really creative. I loved to dance and play. And then kind of growing up, a lot of that actually got suppressed. And I got really into health and wellness and nutrition specifically and exercise and being in nature. And then I found this degree program that was all about integrative healthcare. And I started to learn all these holistic modalities, including energy healing. I got Reiki certified. And then I really wanted something more tangible. I was working through my own health challenges with hormone imbalances and nervous system dysregulation. And I searched and I found this singing bowl training sound therapy. And my teacher is, he's in Colorado. He's from Nepal though. And he had this intensive training that I could become a vibrational sound therapy practitioner. And when I took the training, I started at level one and I stayed for all three levels. I fell in love. It was so nourishing for my own body, my own soul, and really helped to bring relaxation and balance in my system. And so right away, I started sharing it. I was in love with the bowls. I bought all the bowls. And yeah, I've been doing it now for about 6.5 years. So, you know, and just continuing to evolve into more musical expression and group sessions and also individual sessions as well.
So you had time to feel the effect of it, both on yourself and see the effect of it on people.
Yes, correct. Yeah, in the practitioner training, we actually played the bowls on each other. And so we were able to receive and to give. And that was really amazing. It was just an incredible experience.
What are the benefits? How does it work? What are the benefits of sound healing?
So sound healing, it works on a lot of different levels. It works physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. So with the Tibetan bowls or the Nepalese bowls, and then there's the crystal bowls, but the metal bowls specifically carry a pure vibration. And so this vibration harmonizes at the cellular level because the vibrations can penetrate through all the water in the cells. And so I like to use the analogy that my teacher shared with me, and he's like, think of like a guitar that becomes out of tune, and then we have to retune it to the right note so that it plays in harmony. And so we can think of our cells the same way, and over time the stress or environment or simply the aging process actually creates dissonance in the cells, and that's what causes like disease or, you know, illness, things like that. And so the bowls actually act to harmonize and kind of retune at the cellular level. So they can do this for the cells, they can do this in the energetics. So that's kind of the physical benefits. It also promotes deep relaxation. It can take somebody into a meditative state a lot easier than like just breathing. It helps to open the heart. It can help to kind of work on the mental level as well, to kind of heal anything that's going on with imbalances, and then on the spiritual level as well. So many benefits to the sound healing bowls, particularly all sound therapy really, but particularly the bowls because of the pure vibrations.
So it's like I came across, was exposed to the work of Professor Emoto. Do you know his work, like Messages in Water?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like when you send the messages to the water, it can create different like crystalline structures.
In the molecules, yeah. So he did an experiment with words on the jars, but he also did an experiment with exposing the water to all kinds of musics. And you see, for example, metal rock, the molecule was way more blurry than when you put a music of Mozart, for example. So that's the same principle, but within our body, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. Because, you know, we're made up of mostly water. And so the, you know, our thoughts, the words we say, the words we think, you know, what we put into our body, the intentions, the prayers, all of that holds a lot of energy, really. And so it is really also can be important to have an intention with the bowls as well. They do have their pure vibrations and harmonic resonances within themselves. And then also if we're holding an intention of love or purity or of the highest good, then it's going to help to be like a synchronistic kind of synergistic like effect. So it's going to be even more powerful for the healing process.
I've seen on certain meditation musics that they write down the frequency, and it's like, and what I understood, each ball or some balls can actually vibrate at the level of the frequency of a chakra, for example. Is that accurate? Like you would have the sound of a specific ball harmonize a certain chakra? Does it work like that too?
So yes and no. So with the Tibetan system, the chakra note alignment, there is a note associated with each chakra. So like the metal bowls, there'll be like certain bowls that are associated with each chakra. Now in the Vedic system for the crystal bowls, it's actually a different note alignment, which is really interesting. And then there's a lot of research out there as well. And Jonathan Goldman, he is really big in the sound healing. I think he created like the Sound Healing Institute, and he's really well known. He's written a lot of books. And they said when they've done like scientific research that it didn't really matter what the note was. It would heal different places in the body based on the intention and the vibration. Some people feel specific vibrations or specific notes different in different places in the body. So while we can say maybe there's a correlation of the frequency or the note with the chakra, I think it can be true, and then it can also still be really individual. Somebody might feel it in a different place in their body than another.
So I went once to a sound bath with crystal balls, and I didn't like the experience because I had the feeling that it was too strong for me. Does it mean I was too close to the person who was doing that? I should have been more in the background, or wasn't I ready on that day, or something was going on with me? What could be the reason for that?
Yeah, that is a really good point. You know, when I first started studying with my teacher, he actually didn't really even like the crystal balls because he said they can get too loud, or they're like really kind of up more in the upper chakras, whereas the metal bowls are more kind of grounding and in the lower chakras, even though they're, you know, they're all in kind of everywhere. In my experience with the crystal bowls, they can be played too loudly. And sometimes the, you know, depending on the type of crystal bowl, it might not be a pure crystal. And so, you know, it could just be that it didn't resonate with your body and with your energy. You could have been too close. It could have been played too loud. I've been to sound healings where the crystal bowls were too loud for me. And so it's just, you know, it's individual. I think every sound healer does it differently, and it's going to be a different experience. And also the energy that they're coming in with as well. It's really important that their intentions and their hearts are pure, even though the sounds create the pure vibrations and can kind of dissipate any of that. We're still channeling the sounds as well. So I think that's really important that we also hold that intention with us. And then also, just one last thing on that is, depending on the way you're laying or the way you're sitting, you know, I always have in my sound baths, the participants lay head facing toward the bowls, so the sounds can come in through the crown. Sometimes though, with the crystal bowls, that could be a little bit intense because it's just a lot of energy coming in that way with already kind of floaty energy. So, you know, having it come in through the feet or having like some grounding essence as well could be helpful in that situation.
Great to know. And so that when I go for energy healing session, I'm very careful who I let into my field. So that's the same thing with sound bath. You have to also know is it called the practitioner? Yeah.
Everybody kind of calls themselves differently. My training was specifically to be a vibrational sound therapy practitioner. Some people just call it a sound healer.
Okay.
And yeah, so everybody maybe has their different name.
So I guess it's good to have a conversation first with the person to know if you resonate with them. And that's what I didn't do.
Yeah, that can definitely be helpful. You know, I've been to a lot of sound baths myself, and some of them are really powerful and I can really feel safe with the person and really drop in. And others, they're just not for me, and that's okay. Some people still really enjoy that experience. And it's kind of like if you're, you know, finding a coach or a therapist, it's like, you know, it has to be a two-way relationship that works. And so that, I think that's true for a lot of situations.
I would love now to try to expose the audience to one of your sound bath.
Yeah, absolutely. We can get started. What I'd like to do is just kind of do a little drop in, and then I'll start playing the bowls if that sounds good.
Great.
Hola.
Hello, this call is being translated.
Abuela, listen to what my phone can do.
Abuela, escucha lo que mi teléfono puede hacer.
Wow, ahora dime sobre tu novia nueva.
Wow, now tell me about this new girlfriend.
Huh?
Tú sabes lo que dije.
You know what I said.
Language is no longer a barrier, thanks to Live Translate with Galaxy AI on Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra. Learn more at Samsung.com. Samsung account login required. Calls must be made using the native Samsung dialer.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Intuit, the technology platform that brings financial confidence with products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. You might have learned the recorder in school, but probably not how to navigate the financial world. Luckily, Intuit's on a mission to help with the free Intuit for Education program. It provides students with the lessons to learn essential skills, like how to build credit, file taxes, and budget. Check out their free resources at intuit.com/education.
So if you're out there listening, then just finding a comfortable position, seated or laying down, just bringing your awareness inward and allowing your full self to be here for this period of time. Just taking a couple breaths. And gently bringing your awareness into your heart space and allowing yourself to connect into this place of unconditional love, this place of compassion, purity, receptivity, and taking a breath here. And as you connect into this place, so allowing yourself to be open to receive. Perhaps you receive some inspiration, some guidance, an intention. Whatever it is perfect. Perhaps a word. And then just letting that go, knowing you can return to it at any time. Our bodies are made of water and minerals. We are, in essence, a living crystal. As a crystal, allow the pure vibration to attune you.
Thank you.
And just allowing yourself to take a breath here. Coming back into this space. And just taking a moment in this place of relaxation.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
I could hear both the crystals. Unfortunately, there were some dogs barking, but I'm sure it's not going to come through because I killed my mic as we were recording. And it's very relaxing. And I want to tell the audience, for the ones who are watching that on video, I know I was yawning a lot, but that's not, I want to remind people that it's not because I'm really tired. It's a sign of relaxation. I know in tapping, when we start yawning, that means there is a release of energy. So I'm sure that was the same.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. And that's what I have a voice coach, and we do a lot of nervous system regulation practices, and every time I'm like always yawning, and I do that with my clients too. And it's like yawning is welcome and encouraged, actually, because it is the nervous system really relaxing, like you said, and regulating itself. So that's really beautiful.
Yeah, because it's not what we have always learned. I know as a kid, if you yawned in front of someone that was very rude, at least in France. I don't know in the US. So I just wanted to mention that.
Yeah, I love that. And you know, when I was little, well, even still now, actually, what a lot of times when I yawn, my eyes will water. And then people think, you know, when I was little, people thought I was crying. And then I would get made fun of for crying. And I was like, I just yawned. And, you know, it's like now with my, you know, with my friends and my voice teacher, it's like, if I have tears come out, it's just like, it's a normal thing. It's fine, which feels really good.
What kind of problem do people come to see with or intention?
For my clients or?
Yes,
yeah.
Your clients.
I think it depends. If I'm doing just a group sound bath or an individual sound bath, a lot of times people come to group sound baths because they just want the experience. It feels really good. It's a nice reset. They want to ground or relax or just kind of, yeah, bring their energy back into themselves. You know, and it's a way to kind of connect in a community too, because then, you know, we're with a group of people. So it's really a beautiful experience in that sense. And then if people come to me individually, they're kind of wanting that deeper experience, that really deep nourishment within. Maybe they have mental health stuff they're working through, or they can't sleep, or, you know, a number of things. They're really wanting to become regulated. And so they can have that deeper experience with the bowls actually on the body and penetrating deeper into the cells.
And do you do that in person only, or do you do that also through online?
Most of my sound baths are in person. I have done a little bit online. It's a little bit different of an experience. So more of my online work is in energy, more energy healing. And then, you know, in some of my like containers of coaching or mentorship, I do a lot of nervous system regulation. So we do a lot of those practices, or like deep, you know, yoga, things like that, that can kind of help. A lot of guided visualization. So yes, the way I kind of guided everyone into the experience in the beginning, I do a lot of that work in my sessions as well. And, you know, I think now that I kind of have the mic setup figured out, and if the sound sounded good, then I, you know, would love to do more stuff over Zoom, because I think the getting good sound quality, it was been the maybe the barrier before. But, you know, if people have headphones, I think it helps.
Because I know that for me, when I meditate, I sometimes go and get some sounds buy some Tibetan bow, I don't know how it's called, vibration music. It's not really music, but it helps my brain go to the slower waves. And I think if people could also experience the crystal balls like as a recording for meditation, that's always a plus. I know sometimes I love it. It just does something to my brain.
Yeah, definitely. I totally agree. A while ago when I first got the bowls, I actually recorded all of them and I made a meditation to help me sleep because I was struggling with sleep like many years ago. And I have a lot of recorded meditations on Insight Timer. I have growing my YouTube channel, so I record a lot of shorts and kind of some longer stuff too. So that's a way if people want to find me, they can find me there. And then I can do also personalized guided meditations with and putting my bowls in the background as well if somebody's working through something specific.
Yeah, that's amazing. I'll put the link to your YouTube and your website. What is your website if people want to connect with you?
My website is www.jasalchemy. I pronounce it as Jazz. It's my initials. So
I was wondering.
yeah. Julie Ann Silberman. So it's, and I just, you know, I kind of, it's a play on jazz. And so jasalchemy.com.
And thank you for being here today and giving us a sample of sound therapy. It's always very calming. I love it.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much for inviting me on. It's really been a pleasure to get to know you and to share this with your audience.
Thank you. And for the audience, you can also expose your teenagers to sound therapy, to Julie's sample, because they may resonate a lot with it. And sometimes it's hard for them also to find a time to quiet down, especially in the evening. There are so many screens nowadays that can somehow counteract the effect of so too much screens.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. And I actually have something to say about that because I have done a sound bath for a family where she brought all of her kids in and it was really a beautiful family activity and the kids loved it. And then I also did a sound bath for high school students. And they brought me in and it was, I don't know, like maybe 30 students. And some of them really, really loved it and really resonated with it. So it's really, it can be powerful for that age group as well.
Yeah, I'm sure. And my audience are moms with teenagers. And I know that one of my kids, now they're adults, but my oldest was struggling a lot with anxiety before tests because she's a perfectionist. And she doesn't like meditation per se, but things like this, I'm sure she would be okay, open to try. So really trying to expose our family to all, to everything, to see what they resonate with is always a good idea.
Yes, I love that so much.
I will see you next week with another episode, and I hope you enjoyed the sound of the crystal balls, and I hope you will become like a regular fan and go check Julie's website and especially her YouTube channel. I'm gonna go there for sure. And that's it for today. I wish you a wonderful week and we'll see each other next week. Bye.
Since 1977, Omega Institute in New York's beautiful Hudson Valley has hosted some of the best spiritual teachers and social visionaries sharing their messages of hope, healing, and transformation. On the Dropping In podcast, hosted by Emmy Award-winning producer Callie Alpert, you will enjoy in-depth interviews and conversations with people like Pema Chodron, Jack Kornfield, Jon Kabat-Zinn, and many others on the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network. Also, check out the video series on Spotify.